Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. I am the floor supervisor. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How can I help you today?
Yeah, there was two charges made on my card yesterday, in fact. And I never even got online yesterday. I didn't make either one of these charges. And both of them are for $59.95, I believe it is. Yes.
Okay. I'll be more than happy to go ahead and assist you, sir. I'm going to first locate the account. Can I please have the zip code?
48178.
You said 48178?
That's right.
Can I have the first and last name?
First name is David. Last name is Stewart. Stewart.
Okay, sir. Thank you for that.
Okay.
Mr. David, may I please have the shipping address, sir?
61129 Heritage, and it's a boulevard, South Lyon, Michigan.
Thank you, sir. I've located an account with that information today, and that was for the smartwatch, sir. I see you placed the order for the smartwatch, sir, in the earpods. How can I help you with this today?
I did not order a smartwatch or the other thing. The girl I just talked to said something about pods.
Sir, earpods.
Never ordered these items.
Okay. So it was an order that was initially placed back on the 3rd of March. Do you remember ever doing a survey or for a trial for the $5.95 sir trial, sir?
Nope, not at all in it there because number one, ear pods or whatever they you call them, I never wore anything like that in my life, and I've got a half a dozen watches. I sure don't need a smartwatch.
Okay, did anyone in your household?
No, it's just the wife and I, and I know she didn't do it because she doesn't even get on the computer.
Okay. Did anyone in your household do a survey to be able to be offered the trial?
Not that I know about.
Okay.
If there was any trial in that or survey, I may have started the survey, but I didn't go ahead and finish an order.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Okay. I completely understand. Let me go ahead. And what I can do is file this as fraud for you, sir, since you don't remember any recollection of that. Now, I do want to explain that fraud process. How it works is anytime we file fraud, we would go ahead and provide the IP address on the account to your local authorities, and your local authorities will go ahead and investigate the with the IP address. They will go ahead and investigate your local authorities. We'll verify the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed online. Your local authorities will also verify the location where that order took place when it was placed online, sir.
That is fine. In fact, I'm going to get a hold of my bank and have them close this card out that the charge came on because I did not make the charge. And I'm going to get another card because it's been hacked or something, because I did not make either one of those purchases.
I understand, sir. So you would like to proceed forward with this fraud claim, sir?
Yes.
Okay.
I've already put it onto my my bank card. I've already notified them that I want it disputed.
You filed a dispute with them?
Yes.
So you currently have a dispute with your bank, sir, for these charges?
Citibank, yes.
Okay, sir. So I'm going to go ahead and finish filing this as fraud, sir, on our end. Now, regarding the refund part of that fraud claim, you would need to first call back with your bank on the line so we could go ahead and verify the status of that dispute you have with your bank, sir.
All right, and
With me, though, while I finish getting this today, right. File this fraud for you. Please stay on the line, sir.
Okay.
Bear with me. I'm almost done getting this closed out.
Okay.
File this fraud for you.
All right.
I've gone ahead and canceled the account out for you today, sir.
All right.
And filed it as fraud for you. Are you ready for the fraud claim, sir?
Yeah, hold on just 1 second.
I'm ready for the cancellation number. That's what I was trying to say. I apologize. All right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, it's going to be C like in Charlie, B like in boy, D like in dog, 1C. 8E, B like in boy, 0A, D like in dog.
Okay, so it's C, B, D, 1C, 8E, B, O, A, D.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And then once you call back with your bank on the line and we verify what's going on with that dispute, we'll be able to issue a refund on the account for the fraud claim, sir.
That's fine. I'll call them on Monday. I want to talk to the bank direct, not some weekend people they have answering the phone.
I understand, sir.
Okay. You're with Joseph, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll call back then on Monday.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, sir, just as soon as possible. That
oh,
way
I will.
We can get this resolved for that fraud claim for you, okay?
All right, now, like I say, I'll have it done by Monday.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, thank you.
Okay, sir, is there anything else I can do for you today?